Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Reloading Rag Chew. It's the big episode 10. We finally hit the double digits, and it looks like we now have enough people subscribing and regularly downloading that I exceeded the bandwidth on my basic package for my podcast host and had to upgrade, which I see is kind of a good thing. I thank all of you guys who subscribe regularly. If you've got any friends that reload, anything like that, feel free to refer them over to me. In other news, I am working on a website now so that I can get all the content kind of in one place so that there's a little bit of consistency. It's up there if you go to reloadingragchew.com. It's not quite there as far as content goes, but you're welcome to preview it. I am not the world's greatest web developer, so it takes me a little while to get anything like that done. So, big news for the site. I'm really glad to see it growing. I'm glad to see the positive feedback. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, anything, feel free to reach out to me. And I hope to have some really interesting stuff coming up very soon. So, but what I wanted to talk about today is something that it's not the most exciting topic, but it's something that I see come up a lot on Facebook especially, but also just in reloading circles in general. And that's, where do you shop for components? So we can kind of break it down. You know, components can be anything from bullets, fired casings, new casings, powder, primers, and finally, you know, you can call casting supplies, but I'm not going to get too far into that because I don't have that much knowledge on casting supplies yet. Like I said, I'm still learning, but I know a couple of the bigger ones. So, who are my favorite places? And this is primarily, I'm going to talk about for bullets. I don't, because I load so many different things, I don't buy that many powders in large bulk. And therefore, I don't buy powder online a whole lot. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, or are new, powder and primers are considered hazardous materials to ship because of their propellant or explosive nature. As a result, there is a hazmat charge that is on top of the shipping cost. And what it usually works out to is you're paying about $30 to $40 to ship up to, I think the limit's 50 or 60 pounds of powder and primers. So it's pretty hard if you're only buying, you know, let's say an example might be Powder Valley, who's a really good source of powder and primers. They may have a powder that I need for $20 a pound, and I can get it at my local Cabela's, which I go to frequently for powder and primers. They've got it for $23 plus tax, so we'll call it $24. So at $4, I've got to order typically over 10 pounds of powder before that saving starts making sense. And what I typically find, as is such with the nature of the industry right now, I can't ever find everything that I need at one time. You know, one source will have these five or six that I need, and another one will have these two or three. But by the time I did two orders and dealt with the hazmat on both of them, I'm better off just kind of cruising by my local Cabela's every now and then and picking up what I need. I do go in with a couple of other guys. It was really common when I worked out of the office that there were three or four of us that would go in together and put an order in. And we'd usually order up to the maximum amount, whether it was 50 or 60 pounds. And when you start doing it like that, you can really save some money. So that is a good way. And, you know, if you're ordering 8-pound canisters of specific powders, you know, you order 2 8-pounders, you're probably going to save well over the hazmat. So as far as where do I get powder and primers from, a lot of them I get from my local Cabela's. They seem to have decent turnover. They seem to have decent availability. It's not perfect, but it is pretty good. In addition, we've got a store here in Atlanta called Adventure Outdoors that typically has a fairly good range of powder. Their prices are mediocre, but, you know, it's kind of one of those stores that it's big enough and they almost always have two or three things that I need that I'll justify spending the money there. other, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, what about my local reloading store? And what you've just got to know is keep an eye on what the prices are. Go on Powder Valley, see what the price is for something. On average, you're going to find that their prices are $18 to $25 for a pound of powder, depending on what it is. Something like a tight water, tight group is typically on the cheaper end. You know, there's some that are more expensive. And then you've got the Vitivori stuff, which is very expensive. But keep an eye on what those are. And if you go to your local store, know that it's going to be higher than those guys. They're selling at fractions over cost. Your local reloading store did have to pay hazmat too, so they've got that cost on there. But it's one of those, you know, I went into a local store a couple months ago, and I was just, my eyes got big at their selection of powder, and they had stuff I'd been looking for a while, and I walked up, and they started at $40 a pound. Well, there's a good reason why they've got such a selection. No one's going to buy it. The other thing that I've noticed is a lot of gun stores that have a reloading section will halfway do it. So you might have a bunch of rifle primers, but then all pistol powders, or vice versa. And they really just don't provide a good selection that even lets you reload a whole setup. So, but like I said, I buy a lot of powder locally. It's just easier for how I reload. It's easier for the fact that I'm an experimenter. There are a few that I will buy in bulk. The other thing is, a lot of these companies, as powders become more available, the fact that we're not in a crisis situation right now in the industry, there are a lot of companies offering free or discounted hazmat. I know I've seen Brownells has done it recently, Midway's done it, Mid-South's done it. I don't know if Powder Valley has done it. Their stuff is so low priced, they don't tend to put it on sale too often, but I may be wrong. They may have done one. Pay attention to these deals. Some of them are just a legitimately good deal. Some of them, though, have some kind of stipulation, like free hazmat if you buy 8 pounds of this random powder or 8 pounds of this brand. And what I always find is I go on there, they don't have what I need in that powder, so I'm adding 8 pounds of stuff that I might use, and then I generally just kind of exit out of it because I think of it, and hey, do I want to end up with all this extra powder of something that I'm not even sure will work for me? So there are some very good deals out there. I've seen some half-price hazmat. I've seen some free hazmat with maybe a dollar amount stipulation, but that's still pretty good because you're still kind of getting more as long as they didn't mark the powder up for the sale. So, bullets. And I think that this is one place where you can legitimately save a good bit of money and the prices do vary widely. So, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, Midway USA. I don't think any of us have not ordered something from Midway USA before. I kind of view them as Walmart. Walmart's the low price leader, but Midway's not a perfect company. I really don't like their shipping. Their prices are very average, but if you need something where you get a spare set of springs for your revolver, where you get a new scope, you buy a pack of bullets, you get some Starline casings and some really weird caliber, they're the winner because you can do all that in one place. One little hack with Midway, their shipping prices are pretty high in today's world, and their shipping time is kind of slow. I can't really do anything about the second one, but if when you go into your cart, you'll see your shipping might be $15 or something that seems way high if you're a typical Amazon shopper. Go to the free shipping section of their website and sort the items by lowest price first. You will find something in there. You might find something useful. You might find something you're going to throw away. You'll find something in there that's like a dollar or two, but it's listed as free shipping. And when you add it to your cart, it cuts the shipping for your entire order in like half or by like two-thirds. And a lot of times what I'll do is I'll go in there and I'll add some item. Say my shipping was $15. I'll add some item that's like $4 that's kind of interesting. Maybe I'd use it. Maybe I wouldn't. But it drops my shipping down to like $4 or $5. Well, so I basically got this item for free. So cool if I can use it. And I'm still paying less for shipping. So cool little hack there. I don't understand how their system works, but that seems to be a very reliable way to to play with their site a little bit. So, like I said, Midway, they've got everything. You need some weird caliber Starline brass, they've got it. You need some specific weight and diameter of bullet that's very uncommon, they've probably got it. So Midway is definitely one to check. Like I said, they're not usually my first, but when I need a wide variety of stuff or I need something, like I reload 460 Roland. If I need 460 Roland brass, I'm either going straight to Starline or more than likely I'm going to Midway. The next one, which has a very similar name and confuses a lot of people, Mid-South Shooter Supply. I really like these guys. For one, they're sort of local to me. They're in Tennessee, so the shipping times are pretty quick from them. But their prices are very aggressive. I like the way that their website sorts bullets. I find that it's very easy to surf around and find what I need. I'm very happy with their shipping. And actually, they've started introducing a house line of bullets, which I believe are rebranded Noslers. But they've been very high quality from what I've found. They sell casings too. They sell the bullets. They are a hazmat shipper. They will sell powder and primers. Overall, I really like their stuff. Where they fall down, if anywhere, is they have some firearms accessories, so you can kind of do what you do with Midway of a wide variety of things, but it's not nearly the selection, you know, especially when you get down into the specific models. Or, for example, if you want to buy an AR-15 stock, they'll have a couple options for that, but they're not going to have every option out there. So it's one of those, but I really like them for their stuff. They're very friendly. I've even had, you know, when I've had minor order issues, which weren't actually anything with them, it was a credit card issue, I was able to call them up, get someone right on the phone, get it taken care of, no problem. So A plus out to Mid-South. Another couple that I really, really like, Shooters Pro Shop out of, I believe, Washington or Oregon. Somewhere out there. They are a factory seconds dealer, an overrun for Nosler. And as a result, you can get some amazing deals with them. Stuff where it's half the price of the same bullets elsewhere. Some are blems. When I've gotten their blems, I don't think I've ever found a single one that had a problem with it. Some are what they call overruns. I have no idea how that works. If I had extra of a product, I would just save it and sell it. But teach their own. It's their company. They're one of my favorite places for jacketed rounds. So any kind of rifle bullets and jacketed hollow point for pistol. I really like them. They also sell brass. It's a bit more spotty of what their inventory is, but I have occasionally picked stuff up from there just because the prices were very good. They also sell a limited selection of reloading equipment. They have a lot of different dies. They have a little bit of Dillon equipment. That's kind of varied, but as far as bullets go, the only thing I'll say with them is I really wish that they shipped U.S. Postal Service instead of UPS. UPS takes like 6 days to get any package across the country, whereas the Postal Service can do it in two. You know, that's just me being particular. Another one of my absolute favorites for pistol bullets and some rifle stuff, Rocky Mountain Reloading, RMR, as they're commonly known by. Really like those guys. They have an interesting mix of like pulled seconds, blem type stuff. Like I've been buying 115 grain Nosler 6.8 .277 caliber custom comps from them for a while. Great pricing. They have a line of house-made bullets. I love their 200 grain 45 round nose in my revolver. They work wonderfully. They load, they're extremely consistent, like a half grain accuracy, which on a plated bullet is really good. They also have a couple of new, they've been focusing their efforts on 9mm, and they've released a couple of 9mm rounds, including some jacketed hollow points. They call it their MPR, the multi-purpose round. It's a jacketed bullet that they're selling for what a lot of guys are getting their plated bullets for. They've also got some called the Match Winners that seem to be living up to their name, and people are really having good luck with them. So, really like those guys. they're kind of nice in that they include shipping in the prices of their stuff, so you don't get the shock factor that you get with some where it's, oh, this is great, and then you get to the checkout page and it's like, wait, it's $25 shipping on my $60 order. This isn't a good deal anymore. That and the guys over there are just really friendly. They do have Facebook groups. They've got one dedicated to competition shooters and one for general people that have some really good info on it, and they actively participate in there. So if you've got a question about their stuff, feel free to go on there. You'll get an answer without having to call them. So really like RMR. Shooters Pro Shop and RMR probably get 80% of my business for purchases. There is a couple of other groups out there that sell either plated, cast, coated, etc. Extreme Bullets is very popular. I've loaded their stuff in the past. In fact, I've still got a few boxes of their stuff around. Pretty good stuff, but to me, RMR beat them out on price and consistency. But that being said, I wouldn't hesitate to buy their stuff. Other than that, Blue Bullets is very popular among the competition shooting crowd. They don't have anything of the sizes that I typically shoot, but they do have some very, very good stuff. Precision Delta is also very well thought of, along with Montana Gold. I've got a friend who's been loading Montana Golds almost exclusively for several years now and getting extremely good results with them. So all those are pretty good. A lot of those really focus on the competition shooter, so they're going to not have as wide a selection of different types of bullets, but they're going to have stuff that's very common, like 147 grain, 9mm, 185 and 230 grain 45s, those kind of things that are the really common ones for people hitting various power factors with various calibers. So other ones, you've got a couple. I'm going to call these guys Facebook vendors. I'm not going to say that they only do their business on Facebook. In fact, both of them have separate websites. But the reason I'm calling them this is I think both of them really got their start on Facebook, and both of them are very active on Facebook. And that's Sage's Reloading Supply and Red Eye Reloading. Nick Dravidos is, I believe, his last name. Both are just classy outfits. Sage's does more with kind of new bullets. They have some pretty good pricing on kind of the same kind of stuff you'd buy off the shelf at your local place. His stick is that his shipping is super fast, and I will agree. I bought a couple things from him, and it has been very quick. He also carries a very wide range of once-fired cases, which is very nice. I ordered a couple thousand 5.7 cases from him, got them very quickly in very good condition, exactly as advertised. And he does do some bullet packages, which is kind of cool, where you get, 100 cases and 100 bullets, or 250 and 250, kind of as a one click and you've got everything that you need. So very good. Another one, Red Eye Reloading. They're one state away from me up in South Carolina. His specialty seems to be lots and stuff like that. So he will put some stuff up there that is just an excellent price, but you better hop on it because it may be gone tomorrow. And he'll post a lot of his super special stuff on his Facebook groups. I bought stuff from him. Real good guy. Ships quickly. He also does a lot of what I call mixes, which is where it's all, say, 243 bullets. But it may be a dozen different kinds that all got thrown in the same barrel by whoever was processing them and pulling the bullets out. So what you're getting is you're getting bullets really cheap. But you have to do the work of sorting them out. So you're just kind of moving the labor around. But it's not a bad way to do it. It's one of those you can kind of lay some bins out in front of you, sit there, watch TV, throw them in the right bins, you're good to go. And it is a great way. I really like them for when I kind of embark down a new caliber. I'll buy those because it's a great way. I don't want to go out and buy 100-pack of some bullets that are $30 or $35 for 100 to try them out. If I can buy this mix and I get 10 or 15 of them out of the 250 that I bought, that's all I need to test. If that stuff works, I'll go buy just those. But this gives me a wide variety of stuff that I can test out in smaller quantities and for a better price. So Red Eye's real good about that. If you're on the shotgun side, Ballistics Products Inc. has some really good stuff. They have a lot of choices on wads, hulls. They do have shot for pretty good prices. They've got a lot of kind of the specialty stuff, like heavy shot, non-lead shot, the nickel-plated steel, stuff like that, bismuth rounds. They also, for those of you guys who don't go there very often because you don't reload shotgun, they sell powder primers and a very limited selection of metallic reloading bullets and stuff. So sometimes you'll find some pretty good deals there. I really like the fact that they are really, really nerds without sounding insulting, they are nerds on shotgun reloading. They don't just sell the stuff. They write books on it. They create their own load data. They create their own wads, and, you know, they figure out, they've got selections of tools that they've created on their website. So I think as far as shotgun reloading goes, they're not just a seller, but they're really contributing to the community and contributing to the knowledge pool. And I really like that about them. Other places, you know, for dyes and stuff, I've actually had reasonable luck on Amazon or eBay. There's quite a few places on eBay selling stuff. Especially, I don't think you're going to do that well on like a Lee 4-die set. Amazon may be a good price. But when I've been buying kind of more specialty stuff, you know, where you're talking $80 or $100 for a die, I've had some pretty good luck off of eBay. Because otherwise you're having to go to like a Midway or somewhere like that that's not going to be the cheapest. So, and also their shipping's bad. So if I can buy it from some guy on eBay that ships for free, that's a double whammy. Save $5 on the thing, save $5, $6, $10 on the shipping. You know, you're starting to notice things. Now, as far as casting stuff goes, and like I said, I'm real new on the casting thing. There are a lot of sellers on the Cast Bullets forum that sell lead. That's where I've bought it in the past. I've had very good luck with that. A lot of the sellers on there are real good guys, real honest, very easy to deal with. The only thing is there seems to be a PayPal or Venmo or any kind of electronic commerce aversion there. I think it's just, you know, between PayPal's anti-gun policies, them taking the money, and a lot of those guys are real old school guys. So don't be surprised if you go on there and they want a cash, like a USPS money order or a check or something like that. That's just kind of that crowd. But like I said, I've never had a problem buying off of there. Roto Metals is out there. They're going to be a little bit higher price, but you're getting very high purity and you're knowing what you get. They are great for your additive stuff, you know, your tin, that kind of stuff, to get it without having to scavenge it yourself. And then as far as equipment goes, there's several vendors out there. I just bought an NOE mold. It was my first one. Very impressed with the quality on it. Very impressed with the whole transaction. And they have a wide variety of stuff on their website for that kind of, you know, any kind of casting, sizing, anything like that. Not too much other stuff, but for your sizing and your bullet making, they're kind of a one-stop shop. They've even got gas checks and stuff like that. Other random sellers, Facebook sellers, I've had really mixed luck with them. And in fact, because of that, I've kind of shied away from buying too much more from those guys. And I've had numerous transactions that went perfectly with Facebook sellers. I bought brass on there. I've done some trading, which that's a great way to get started. This stuff does add up, especially at the beginning. And one thing that I did was basically I knew that I'd been in reloading. I was familiar with the process, but I wanted to get back into it. And for about 3 or 4 months, basically what I would do is every time I would go to the range, which our range has multiple ranges at it. You've got rifle, 3 or 4 pistol ranges, all of, you know, all these different ranges. I would go there, I would shoot, I'd pick my brass up, and then we have a rule that says you pick your own brass up, which some people don't follow. So it's pretty easy to infer from that. If brass is laying on the ground and there's no one else around, they don't want it, and the club doesn't, we don't sell brass to try and make money like some indoor ranges do. So it's not a big deal. I would go and hit every single range and take a brass bag, take a baggie with me and pick up every single piece of brass. It didn't matter what caliber it was. It didn't matter what it was. And then I would turn around and I would get on Facebook and I would get on groups and I'd say, look, I've got 4,000 40 Smith & Wesson brass. I can't use them. What do you have to trade? Someone goes, hey, well, I got a set of 9mm dies. Okay, that works. Or, oh, I've got some 45 ACP cases. Okay. I found, especially with the rifle stuff, I was able to, with not that many cases, really help build my collection and build my equipment list and kind of let it pay for itself. I mean, you've got your labor in it, but it's one of those, to me, it was worth it. And, you know, if you're a salaried employee, you can't exactly work overtime to make extra cash. So you kind of have to work overtime on other things. So for trading and stuff like that, I think Facebook's great. I've just had a few too many experiences with, you know, people who ship 3 or 4 boxes of bullets in like a medium flat rate box with like one piece of bubble wrap in there. And you get it and there's just bullets everywhere. I've had some issues with slow shippers. It, like I said, I can't say no, don't do it. I've had some very good experiences there, but I just haven't, unless it's a really good deal, I tend not to jump on it. And it, or if it's something rare, if someone, one time I've seen someone post 460 Roland brass for sale, and I jumped all over that because you don't see that stuff pop up very often. So, you know, it's, as with anything, buying on the internet, buying from an individual, it's buyer beware. Make sure you communicate very clearly ahead of time. I would always make sure and ask, is it Burdan primed? Or is it Boxer primed? And if the seller's not familiar with those topics, I'm not going to say walk away, but I would definitely do a little bit of education and not assume. I've seen several people get burned by that. I would be real clear what the shipping, you know, whether shipping is included or not when you agree to purchase something. I've seen it happen a few times where someone listed something for like $40. Someone was like, hey, I'll take it. And then they came back and they were like, they wanted $20 shipping. And it wasn't something that would cost $20 to ship. You know, make sure you understand the whole deal at the beginning. And I would buy from people who are active on there. There is a search feature on Facebook. Please use it. Take a look. See what someone's history has been. Make sure that they're not, you know, Reloading Central on Facebook is one of the biggest reloading groups. Punch their name in there. And if someone's had a bad experience with them, there's a reasonable chance. And it was bad enough for them to share their bad experience with the world, they're probably going to have done it on Reloading Central. So just do your homework. Most people out there are not out to scam you. There are a few. There are other people that, I'm not going to say that they were scammers. They're just not very good business people. And when you're trying to buy and sell something between individuals, you're engaging in a kind of business. You know, some of these guys that, a week later, you're like, hey, do you have a tracking number? No, I haven't gotten by the post office yet. And it's just kind of, okay. I may have saved $10 over buying this from another place, but is it worth it for the headache? So that's where I shop. That's who I use. That's my preferences, my views, all of that. I know, you know, different people have different results. It is something to pay attention to. There are a lot of mom and pop places that pop up. There are places, there was a place called Kraken Pop or something like that that was all over everywhere for a while as the Dylan people, and they just disappeared. And from what I understand, when they disappeared with some people's money. So, you know, just keep an eye on it. If something seems shady, walk away. Do keep in mind, one headache with Facebook is they don't like us selling this stuff on there. So if people are advertising in ways that seem weird, or if people, you're partway through a deal and they just suddenly disappear and they come back and they said that they were in Facebook jail or banned or whatever, it's not their fault typically. typically what that is that Facebook randomly enforces different rules and enforces them in different ways. So don't hold that against them. And that's one of the reasons why, one of the other reasons why I prefer to go on the forum side. If you're on a forum about reloading, they're not going to ban people for posting reloading items. But yeah, I hope this helped you guys out. I hope maybe it introduced, I completely forgot one, Missouri Bullet Company. Bought from them several times in the past. Very high quality stuff, good prices. And what I really like about them is you can get your bullets in different hardnesses, and they will actually tell you what the hardness is, so you can get them depending on what velocity you're loading for. Completely forgot about them, but A-plus seller, real good guys over there. So I hope that that's the last of them. If I come up with any more, and I'll post this list up on Facebook and the new website once it's up and running, so that you guys have some with links to everything. So please, if you got any feedback, if you got any questions, if you want to, if there's any vendor that you commonly use that I didn't know about, post them up, send me a message, something like that. I'll take a look at them. I'm always looking for new places to get stuff, so it helps everybody. Thank you guys. Have a good rest of your day. Have a good week. I will see you again next Monday.